I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Midweek strikes from Israel and Iran have damaged critical energy fields across the Gulf, including Qatar and Iran. As the economic toll spreads, so too do the psychological and human costs. Fadi Sharaya from the MENA Leadership Center recognizes people growing numb to living under sirens, missiles, and drone strikes. The number of those killed and injured are grim. But Sharaya says,
the first casualty in a war is truth. So nobody knows really the numbers.
Yet the fact remains that every person killed was made in God's image. As the body of Christ, please pray for endurance for Christians in the Gulf region.
It's very easy to lose focus and faith whenever you're going through a trauma or war or a conflict.
Ask God to use His church around the world to speak the true hope of Christ. And ministry collaboration is in Mission Aviation Fellowship's DNA. But why doesn't collaboration happen more between ministries in the mission world? MAF Lesotho director and pilot Joe Adams says MAF isn't just a transportation provider, but also a connector.
We're kind of a hub for the missions community and the people who are doing the kind of work that we support. So we can say, hey, you know what? This is a farming initiative over here. And I just heard from Lesotho Mountain Discipleship that there's really 4 farming practices in this particular village. I wonder if we could connect those people.
Recently, MAF Lesotho flew rural believers to a preaching seminar.
And it just wouldn't have been even physically possible for them to attend that training if we didn't have the aircraft.
Thank God for ministries collaborating for the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.